Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is your guy, Baba Wetapa, right here in Oklahoma City. Yours truly, Brother Michael Watchton. We are here live on People Power Radio. As always, we want to try to play a little bit of Whitney Houston before I get back, and then we'll start the show on its regular scheduled time frame. So if you would, please join me in the music of the late, great Whitney Houston, and I'll be shortly right back after that. Again, thank you all for tuning in to People Power Radio. It is your show. It is where your ideas, your thoughts, and mine counts. We'll talk to y'all shortly. My favorite song. All right, y'all, we're cutting it short tonight because we are right here on People Power Radio, the radio show where your host is the most. I am Brother Baba Wetapa, Michael Washington, right here in Oklahoma City. And, of course, I see Sister Mayotte has returned from Tulsa, and I'm sure she's got something to tell us about how that went up there regarding the aftermath of the Prentice Pond rally. We did a show last night regarding the brother, and he came on the show and spoke with us, and we had talked about the rally coming together tonight, and also we want to know what you think about it, everybody that's here, and give us your opinions about what we can do to make things better. All right. So, again, Sister Mayotte, what's going on? How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm actually traveling back home right now.
Oh, are you now? Oh, okay.
From the actual rally that we had down in Tulsa. It was beautiful. It was beautiful to see and to see people come out and actually support Mr. Prentice Pond's case. You know, I know it means the world to him and the family to see people, you know, supporting and
yes,
see people actually
yes.
Using their voices to change. You know, It was really wonderful.
Yeah, that's what I'd heard, and that's why I wanted to, hopefully he'll come on the show a little bit later on so he can give us his thoughts and his ideas about how he felt it turned out. I know he said he had a lot of family members there, and I did see going in and then see a video that you showed where they were standing, or some people standing out in the parking lot, and some of them were on the pavement in front of, a convenience store or whatever it was, but I saw that. It looked nice to me. I definitely want to try to play a little later on tonight as well, so maybe you can share that a little later on. So now tell me about, how was the turnout? I mean, tell me, what was the theme? I mean, what did you talk about while you were up there?
I just talked about, the turnout was really, really good. Maybe 100 or so for
people.
it was really
nice.
To see that, you know, because we've had rallies before. We had a rally before this with the Prentice Pond, and we didn't have a huge turnout, but we all, came there to be about business. So to see it, consistently grow in numbers, for this one to be, much bigger than the last, that is showing that, it's being heard across Oklahoma. So
there you go.
It was really good to see everybody, show up and support. Turnout was much bigger than the last rally that we had. And I did touch on and speak on, Oklahoma in general. It's not fair that, a father gets to lose his time, with his family. And I mentioned, Mr. Prentice Pons is like a father figure. You know what I mean? He's, around the same age as my father, and they grew up here. So I look at it in a different way. I wouldn't want my father to have to go through all this. Mr. Prentice Pons is pushing, not only for himself, but for others to, not be railroaded like he was, through the system.
Mm-hmm. I got you. Okay. So how many speakers were there? And then did Sister Francetta speak?
Yes. Miss Francetta Mays did speak.
Mm-hmm.
We did have maybe four speakers. We had three speakers, I believe. Four. We have four speakers. And then we also had a gentleman perform his songs out there. And then Mr. Prentice Pond spoke himself, at the actual protest and really expressed how much it meant to him and how much it means that, people are there. You know what I mean?
Yes. I know it. I mean, we have people on the line now. That's why I wanted everybody to really get a feel, because, again, we kept our word. We told them that we would have a follow-up and after the rally yesterday. And, again, we took to our word. I mean, if our word isn't anything, we're nobody. So, again, we want to try to give the people what they want. And, again, this is the show that gives it to them. I mean, again, there's no right or wrong. But we just want to let them know that we're concerned about whatever's going on in that world. And, again, if y'all out there got some ideas, please tell us and let us know, because it is your theme. So, Mayor, other than that, you say you're driving back now. I want you to have a safe trip, but what I also want to know is, when you got there, was Yolanda there?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
She was definitely there.
I just want to let everybody know that Yolanda's an activist right in Oklahoma City. She's done a lot of collaborated work with myself and other organizations, and, again, she was actually one of the promoters of that event up there in Tulsa, so she's from Oklahoma City as well. So Oklahoma City, we are really involved, y'all. I mean, we're into rallies. We're into fight for civil rights of people. No matter where you are, we may be in Arapahoe. We may be in Shawnee. If people call on us, if we can get there, we're going to try to get there. So, again, that's what we try to do. We try to show a little love for our brothers and sisters because, again, everybody don't have the magic potion with their thoughts, ideas, and words and motivations to get things done. So, again, God bless some of us with it. And, again, we want to use it to where others can benefit from it. So that as well. Again, y'all, tonight's program is going to be the aftermath of the Prentice Pond's rally / and then the second part of the program is going to be about brothers. Let's show love one another, not hate. I believe that this is one of the shows that really is important. I got an idea from someone. He didn't want to be named tonight, but he said he's tired of our brothers and sisters out here fighting over 2 cents and over colors and this thing and another. I said, the brother that touched me, and we definitely need to start talking about that there. So, again, the second portion of our show will be about brothers. Let's show love, not hate. Again, this is very serious. I'll say it's a very serious incident in reality that we definitely need to put forth. But before we go there, let's finish a little bit more about the aftermath of the Prentice Pons rally. Now, is there any set time for the next rally that's going to begin, or what was on that? Did anybody say anything about that?
The next rally is to be announced, so that's why I tell people to, you know, follow the Fred Hampton Gun Club, Oklahoma City chapter. Also, follow the Angels page. I can send that link to, you know, yeah, Glorious Angels page, and then you will find, you know, the upcoming announcements for Mr. Prentice Pons' case. We'll, you know, keep it updated, keep it posted. If you have any questions, you know, don't be shy to send a message, you know. We're not going to like, you know, but, yeah, we'll definitely disclose information to you if you want to be involved or you want to contribute or do anything for Mr. Prentice Pons. Just contact one of us or even contact Michael, and then, you know, we can all figure out how to get, you know, things done. So the upcoming announcements for the next rally will be on there. We don't have a date or anything at this moment.
Right.
You know, we're moving as the case moves. You know, if they're not going, you know, if they're still having some resistance or whatever to reopen this case and really look at it,
right,
you know, like they're supposed to be doing, then, you know, then we'll go with whatever, you know, if they're going to cooperate with us or not. You know, if not, we're going to keep turning up the heat until they until they ultimately get to where we want them to go.
All right. Hey, now, so did you carry that big old bazooka that those young ladies were talking about?
I brought a different one out today. You know,
okay, well, I mean, I just want to call, you know, last night they were talking, no, actually Thursday, they were talking about, you know, him. Matter of fact, they were enthused by you. And maybe, again, you can influence some young Fred Hampton Gun Club members here. And that's important.
Ashe.
Ashe.
Go ahead. If you want to join the Fred Hampton Gun Club, you know, we're moving, we're active, we're doing things. You know, it's never a dull moment with the Fred Hampton Gun Club. You know, we're going to get out here, work with other organizations, and get the jobs, you know. So, like I said, go follow the Fred Hampton Gun Club OKC page on Facebook. Also, contact me, Maya, Ebola, last name is YCOA on Facebook. And just let me know that you're interested, and then I can get you through the process, because, you know, it's much needed wherever you are. If you're not in Oklahoma City, we are recruiting in other chapters also. So, you know, I'll just link you up with whoever's the chairwoman or chairman of that state. And it's all in your hands. If you want to come out here and work for the people and help people, it's openly available for you.
Good. All right, man. Yeah, that's great to hear. So, again, give that address and website again for the Fred Hampton Gun Club in Oklahoma City, and so people can know who you are, what you be about, and got a phone number or whatever, because we got people asking that question.
Yeah, it's Fred Hampton Gun Club OKC on Facebook. You can shoot a message, comment, or like any of that on there. Just shoot a message, and then me or one of my nationals will get back to you. Also, you can follow me, Mayet, M-A-A-T. Last name is Y-E-B-O-H. So it's Mayet Yeboah on Facebook. You'll see the banner, Fred Hampton Gun Club banner, in the background. So just shoot me a message, a comment, or anything like that. Let me know. Once I get your contact information, I can walk you through the process. You can also contact me directly at 405-905-0302. That's 405-905-0302. And just let me know that you're interested, so I know, you know, and state your name, let me know who you are, and we can go from there.
All right. That's great, Maya, for the information that you gave us. All right, everybody, now we want y'all to get involved with what we're doing here because, like I said, we're political activists, we're motivators, we're community activists, and we're just trying to give the people what they need. I mean, people need supporters in their corners. They need donors. They need people who are going to write letters and emails. This is a real big movement, y'all. Again, we want to thank Brother Omar from up there in Denver for getting on with us tonight, brother. How you doing tonight, brother Denver? I'll call you Denver since you're Omar, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Going good, brother. Going good.
Good, good. We got you on the show tonight again. We actually talked a little bit about the aftermath of Prentice Ponds. We did a rally. Matter of fact, a lot of people came together there in Tulsa, Oklahoma. The brother is incarcerated right now in the Dick Connor Correctional Facility right here in Oklahoma City. Actually here in Oklahoma, and he's actually been arrested on a fraud, insurance fraud, as well as assault and battery in his own home from an insurance adjuster who came in there and decided, okay, well, if you're not going to plead guilty, basically lie and do what I want you to do, we're just going to have a fight. I mean, that's basically how it turned out. And again, it was just his word versus the Brother Ponza's, and, well, guess what? Brother Ponza's serving the life sentence and 25 years for those two charges. Now, you tell me this state and city isn't rigged, like I know where you are. So, again, brother, they had a pretty good rally. So talk to me about on your end. We're not all point, but tell me about what's going on your end, brother. Like I say, this is everybody's show. We've got plenty of time to get back in. So talk to me. You know, you're incarcerated as well. So tell me what's been happening with you since the last time we spoke.
Well, you know, my good brother, first of all, thank you and everybody for inviting me to this and opening up the platform. And, you know, every day I get up, it's activism, brother. You know, being creative for another day on this earth and having, you know, the health and strength and the willpower, you know, through his grace and power, you know. Basically, trying to, you know, just write these letters to get the word out. Promote website, freeourbrothers.com.
Okay.
Freeourbrothers.com.
Mm-hmm.
It's not gender-specific or race-specific. I'm not just fighting for Omar Gent or black males. I'm fighting for everybody.
Uh-huh.
I'm talking about the women in prison. You know, out here in Colorado, you're talking about, you know, gay people, straight people, white, black. You know, but specifically, we're talking about... First and foremost, you know, me being a black man to speak up for, you know, our community because we're being railroaded to Colorado's jails and prisons. That's freeourbrothers.com. I need the people to please go ahead and visit this website.
I see, yes.
Link to Instagram at freeourbrothers. That's Instagram at freeourbrothers. And please go and find that video, Army Citizens, Yes or No. And it's directed to Ms. Leslie Harris. And we need everybody to answer that tag in that video because the more people that begin answering that tag, the more pressure that I can put because the best thing they do is ignore people behind prison walls.
Amen.
Because, brothers and sisters, we have these revolutionary demands and we have the key to a lot of the problems, but if you don't get beyond the courts, you don't get beyond the co-opted civil rights organization. That's why I thank God for this beautiful platform right here, my brother.
Oh, yeah,
thank
brother.
You for allowing us to come on here.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody's putting it together.
Oh,
thank
brother,
you.
I mean, I'm just motivated by the stories that you brothers and sisters inside have to tell me. Because if I don't know the connection that's necessary to build a revolution from the inside out, then I'm really lost in the sauce. You people motivate me, man. Y'all give me the inspiration. Again, this is y'all's show. I mean, you come on in and tell me what we need to hear, and again, we're going to talk about it, man. I mean, there's no right or wrong. Once again, you say you want a hamburger, I might want a hot dog, but the point is that we both get fooled by what we want. You know what I mean? In other words, freedom, justice, and equality is where our direction should be, and it's going to be here, man. You know, we want to talk about freeourbrothers.com. We want to know where we can go to experience a traumatic situation and conditions that you've gone through. And matter of fact, those who visit your page will understand, too, that they have a brother or sister who's been through the same sort of madness and mayhem and unconstitutional conditions that you're speaking about in your particular setting. Again, it's about you brothers right now and sisters. We don't want to leave them out. So when I say sisters, that means red, white, pink, black, purple, or orange. If anybody's in injustice anywhere, it's an injustice everywhere. So I want everybody to understand that. So like you and Brother Prentice Ponds, who's in there now for the most part, we're highlighting your two cases now because basically y'all on air. But I want y'all to know this here, that this monotony has to be broken. You are incarcerating our black revolutionaries because you feel and know that they have the power, strength, and wisdom to get out and direct people on a path that is freedom, justice, and equality, and on a straight and narrow path to identifying why, who, and when they're going to be who they are. That's why you're locked down, brother. But you have to stand the fight. Stand up for your right. Don't give up the fight, Bob Marley said, because if you do, then you lose yourself.
Okay.
You see, so that fight that you're in, brother, is nothing unusual, because these people have a history in this judicial system, in this prison system, in this jail system, that they want M-O-N-E-Y, man. And those of them that they can't control or manipulate, they lock them up like this here. You see? So, again, Sister Mayette, what you think about that? Talk to him. He's on the, his brother Omar's on the line. Talk to him. Tell him what's on your mind. Tell him what you're doing out there, where y'all just come from.
I'm like, you know, we out here pushing for, you know, for justice. You know, we're sick and tired. I know I'm sick and tired of seeing it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm sick and tired of seeing them railroad and just throw us, you know, in the system for whatever reason, because they know, oh, well, this is cheap labor. You know, labor, this is us enslaving them. And they don't even see, recognize that we are still enslaving them. We just renamed it and dressed it up in a different way. So, you know, that's my biggest thing. I try to bring highlight to the fact that, you know, the system, of course, is corrupt. We know that, but how corrupt it is what you need to know. It's how they are doing it is what you need to understand so that you can be able to stand against what's going on, you know what I mean, and not be blinded by what they want you to think the system is for. They don't try to rehabilitate our men and our women that are, you know, get locked up on bogus charges. You know, they do that to keep them hindered. If they let them go, they try to keep that, you know, on their records to keep them from excelling, to keep them from being in certain industries, you know. So it's a whole lot of mess jumbled in one, and our people don't really see that in depth. They see it, but they don't understand completely how they are maneuvering. So I try to get behind everybody I can, you know, when it comes to, you know, wrongful incarceration, because that's huge in Oklahoma. That is huge. That on top of neglect is two of the biggest things. You know, they've done too much for us to be sitting down. They've done too much for us to be silent about anything, whether you have someone in the system or not. You know what I mean? So you know, in Tulsa, that's what we did. You know what I mean? We made noise and made it as loud as we could, you know, so that they know that we're here, we're not going nowhere. And I told them, you know, while I was up there, I said, ain't nothing you can do about me. I said it in a nice manner, you know what I mean? I ain't trying to cuss. But I told them, you know, I'm not going nowhere. I know you.
Yeah.
I know you're paying attention to me. You know that I'm going to continue to be out here, and I don't want our people to be scared of anything that comes behind standing up for your rights, because they will try their hardest to stop you and stop your voice and stop you from saying what you are entitled to. You're entitled to freedom of speech. You're entitled to stand up against what your taxpaying money pays for.
Yeah, that's right.
It pays
that's
for
right.
them
On
to
point.
Continue to operate. You know, bump that. You taking my money. You taking up my time. But you're going to use all of that for the wrong reasons. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's about them being accountable for what they've been doing and what they continue to do to our people and to others, especially other minorities.
All right. Definitely. You on point, man. Definitely. What is your response to that, brother Omar? Talk to me. You got the flow.
Man, every time this sister talk, man, she blows my mind. Wonderful sister, man. And I think it was her that was, I called in. I think I heard her talking about the gun club.
Yes, sir.
You know, basically the rights of the people to defend themselves. You know, and,
yes, sir.
You know, with all these attacks that's going on in society, you know, I really recommend that the people don't be afraid. Like your sister said, standing up on your rights, learning about your rights, protecting yourself and your family. Nothing ungodly about that. In fact, that's what God demands for you to protect yourself
and
your family. You know, don't be the aggressor, but, you know, don't back down on somebody trying to take you and your family out, you know?
Oh, man,
so
get back at
them. Basically, that's what I'm doing with, even though, you know, once you're incarcerated, you know, wrongfully or so-called lawfully, they take away your rights.
That's right.
FreeOurBrothers.com is what I'm doing is to basically make my mind in this website like a gun club.
Oh.
So I need people to help support this gun club because right now the words that's coming out of my mind from the grace of the Creator are it's the ammunition that's fired at the state and the injustice. And it's not just a Colorado issue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I repeat again, like I was saying other times, it's people from every state here and pretty much every country. Pretty sure people from Oklahoma, people from Florida where I'm from.
Yeah,
you
of course.
Honduras, I mean, it's a huge issue in these type of issues.
Uh-huh.
Like these facts when they rush the Capitol
right.
and run up on us all crazy. They spread it because they see they can do one thing in Colorado, in Oklahoma, you know, they get real amped up. You want to do, you know, the same things elsewhere.
That's
so
right.
I ask the people, please go ahead to this Instagram.com, you know, I'm sorry, Instagram at Free Our Brothers. Help me to arm myself. Form this black militia from inside these prison walls to stand up for those who don't have the ability.
I say, you know what? I like the way you put that, man. I've already told her, and you see, brother, even before you didn't come on the show last night, they had young ladies up there in Tulsa say, ma'am, they had their uncle to say, Unc, will you ask that lady who was in that black suit who had that big old gun, is she coming back up here? You hear me, brother? So it ain't just you saying it about the influence that she's doing. You hear me?
Yeah.
So if she's been influencing.
Doing that too, man.
Yeah.
Strong
that's
man.
What I'm trying to tell you.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It's beautiful to see him on the front line like that, brother, man, because it inspired me to be that security force, make sure that they're able to stay on the front line. You know what I mean? I mean, we got to be that eye, that ear, and that extra heart that they need, and we got to actually be that for one another. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, it's very great to hear. I told her that, man, that she's a young Nefertiti, you know, from over there in Africa, you see. So those things like that, if it were not so, people would not be encouraged by it when you talk. I mean, even when she's on here speaking about, you know, the gun club or just giving her ideas about a particular situation, whatever, people ask her questions and all this here because they feel a sincerity in her heart like you and I when we speak. You know, we're not just kicking it just because we want to sound or look good. We want special effects.
I'll say.
You know what I mean? We want the results that can touch everybody's heart to influence and encourage to make better the situations. And again, free of charge. What do you think, my man? Talk to me on that. What's up with that?
You know, my thing is that I do want to see my people, men, women, you know, and of all ages at the same time. You know, our voices
all of them, yeah.
need to be heard. And the more that we come together, you know, and that's my biggest thing. Fred Hampton for me is much more than just an organization. You know what I mean?
Okay.
It's a family oriented organization because I see us having to in the future have to come together either by choice or by force. And that right there is what I have in the back of my head because the way the world is going, that's what we're going to ultimately end up having to do is you guys have been watching, you know, Ukraine and all that and how they've been doing our brothers and our sisters over there. You know, they're throwing them on the front line to save them. You know what I mean?
And you
ultimately got to look at that. But what if that was the states? You know what I mean? What if that was us? You know, so...
Oh, man, it's about to run the other way. We know that. Come on.
Yeah, I push people to get organized, get with organization. That's why I open this opportunity up for anybody, you know, that wants to stand up for justice and equality and don't want to back down off of it. You know what I mean? You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to be, you know, have everything, you know, to join the gun club. You don't have to have a gun yet, you know what I mean, but want to learn how... to use your weapon and learn how to communicate with the community. So it's deeper than that. It's a family-oriented organization, and I'm so proud to represent them because we're actually making things shake down here and making things move, and not just because we have guns on us. It's because we are equipped in the mind to take all the stuff that's going on out here that they think that we're not smart enough to pick up and smart enough to understand these laws and understand our rights and what we, you know, what we are entitled to, you know, being here. So, you know, that's the thing for me. I'm extremely humble because I am the people. at the end of the day, I am still the same. I still go through the same things that you guys go through. I may not be incarcerated, but I deal with racism, whether it's on my job. And I'm like, for me, I could just go to the store and it'd be something happening. You know what
That's
I mean?
Right.
Or they get, oh, you're that type of person. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's right. It can't get
I go
over
through all
like...
the same things. Yeah, I'm like, I go through all the same things that the people, you know, that don't have the revolutionary tags on go through. You know what I mean? All of our brothers and sisters that were wrongfully incarcerated or murdered or anything, you know, railroaded in the courts. All these things happen to people that don't have titles, that people that don't have revolutionary on them, that don't, you know, have their Pan-African flags on. Those happen to, you know, those people. So my title and who I am is just my title. That's it. But I am the people at the same time. So I be extremely
humble. You're
working.
You know, you're
no,
just...
They didn't get no picture. They didn't get no picture with me this time. But it's, hey, I'm like, I'm still here, you know.
It's going to come. You know, everything has its time and place, man. You can't get it all at one time. You got to realize. As a matter of fact, now that we're on the point, you know, I met Brother Omar. Matter of fact, I was one of the only people here in Oklahoma when those two young black men got killed up, they got beheaded and chopped up there in in Moore, Oklahoma about a couple of years ago. And the Nation of Islam put my quote in, you know, since I was the only one basically talking about it nationwide. And that's how I met him because he saw it in the final call with the Nation of Islam up there in Washington, D.C. He called me up. He said, hey, brother, he said, I don't know how do we actually hook up, though, Omar? How did that, I don't know, did you contact me?
One of my friends, I read about your work, brother, and I was like, because you hear a lot of people, you know, talking to talk with, you know, in these interviews, but I saw your name, and I was like, man, this brother seems like he's really, you know, about that action, and I had a friend of mine, a supporter, reach out to you, and he answered the call, so, you know, salute my brother, because, man, you know, so many media outlets and people, you know, they talk revolutionary, but when it comes down to revolutionary action, you know, they get real scary, so...
That was what I wanted everybody to know how we met, brother, because that's very important. I wanted everybody to know, like I said, I didn't ask to be getting these different magazines and World News Tonight and all that old stuff, but they see somebody that's real.
I say that to check this, brother. I say that. I saw your name in an article and I read it, and I made sure that I had my people reach out to you. And you've been very supportive and, you know, very strong advocate. I appreciate everything you do, my brother. I'll try to call you back again. If not, I'll catch you next time.
Okay,
brother.
Man. Hey, man, it's a blessing, man. Peace and one love, brother. You can come back tonight. Man, Ashe, just know that we are one, brother. One mind, one heart, one soul, brother. Man, ain't nothing changed.
40 seconds remaining.
You know?
All right, salute.
All right, salute now. Take care now. That's what I was trying to say. When you do stuff to be seen of God and not man, people recognize you. When I was told you earlier about me being on CNN and places like this here, it's a new revolution. It's something different than just somebody trying to be on the old, somebody want to show it, oh, man, look what I'm doing. No. That brother reached out to me way from Denver, Colorado, like others. Like, remember one I told you about, one other person I tell you, when you and I are talking, I got one other brother that I really just lock horns with. That was him, or did you just heard that? Because I know the sincerity in his revolutionary heart, and he's given me his renown, respect, and obligation that once he gets out, he said, we're going to kick that because we with that. And as you see, like I told you, when I answered the call, I wasn't just some talker. See, a lot of people, when they write to me, they don't write or call back. You see? So it really shocked you.
Say,
oh, man, this is really real. And that's why I was telling about you, man, doing what you're doing. You're really real because people can see who you are, what you are, and why you're standing up. So, therefore, when people can see a realness in you, believe me, they can see a watered-down fake if they saw one. Believe me, then everybody not stupid.
Mm-hmm.
You see, trust me. You know, so how you come at a person is how you must end your relationship with them. And that's why I say on our show, that Oklahoma Coalition Against People Abuse, while motto is change your world and your world will change around you, we're letting people know, listen at that title, Oklahoma Coalition Against People Abuse. See, we're just a coalition in Oklahoma, but as you see, people abuse means no matter where you are, Tennessee, Tulsa, Chickasha, Ohio, Miami, you know, it doesn't matter where you are, because if we can reach you, we're going to reach you, man. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, we have to, you know, we have to reach out to the people, and I believe that, you know, the radio station that is going on right now, Michael, that you're hosting, that you put your pride into and you put your love into for the people is definitely a good resource. We just need the people to come. Like, come on. Like, we got this. You know what I mean? I don't want any of our people to feel like to feel afraid to stand up for who you are and to stand up for what you believe in. And really come out here and do the work. You know, we are just examples of what it looks like. You know what I mean? We are just the ones that start to push out here for, you know, equality and push for our rights and our voices and everything to be heard. You know, we are nothing without the people. You know,
amen.
All power to the people. You
yeah,
know,
that's what
so
it means.
It's no... that's why I see it, no separation between me and the people. Just because I have a title, I'm still the people, you know, at the end of the day. And I want everybody to try to, you know, do what is solely in your heart to do. If you're wanting to help, you know, me, Michael, even Yolanda and a couple of other people will, you know, push you in the right direction to, you know, do the things that you truly want to do. Like I was telling y'all earlier, we're all over. So if you know, you are in a whole nother state, and even Michael himself, you know, he has connections all over. You know what I mean? So we can put you in the hands of someone that can push you in that direction, even if you're not here in Oklahoma.
Sure.
Fred Hampton Gun Club is constantly recruiting. You know, we're constantly recruiting people because it's not over until we've, you know, established our own. It's not over at all until we've gotten to that point. And we're not at that point right now. We're still trying to build our people up from the inside and even outwardly with helping them, with assisting them, you know, with their cases and everything else. So that's just my intake on it.
Well, you're right, Mayette, you're right on point. But see, this is to piggyback on what you've already said, which is nothing but true, uncut fact, reality, justice. You're saying, yes, thank you, Gloria, for listening, and you're definitely right. Yes, she appreciates you too as well. Gloria said thank you again, Mayette, and that she you everything that she actually wants to become. She's only 16, but she says she want to grow up and learn more about what you're doing. So, again, we'll let her know before the show is over with how she can contact you. But anyhow, I want, like I said, to piggyback on what you just said now, we have to be revolutionaries. We have to be advocates. We have to be organizers. We have to be basically the consonants for the people who are lost and don't have a sense of direction in which they need to travel to better their conditions, by which is actually controlling their mannerism, their thought, their ideas, and how they view a particular thing. So what we're doing, as you're seeing, more than just talking, though, Mayette, this is where the difference comes in at. We're actually saying and doing so. We're talking the talk, but walking at the same time. You see what I'm getting at?
Okay.
And because we are, people now are seeing from the traditional way that they've usually been seeing. They've been betrayed so many times, man. The leader will tell them this. They don't show up. They let them go to trial by themselves, and they won't go out and fight for the rights. You see? So because that is the way it is, people begin to say, well, hold up, man. Is this really real? I mean, why should I believe in y'all? Y'all be betrayed us so much. So in what we're doing too, man, you got to realize now, what we're doing now is people are really inching and ancing up to what we're doing because, once again, they've been betrayed previously in the outings that they've been involved in. You know what I'm saying? So it's hard for them to distrust you and I straight out because we sounded like the others that they actually have been associated with. You follow what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But it just so happens that we're making a difference now to where it makes them want to be motivated and actually get in that twing, that twist of, dang, maybe this is what I'm looking for. Maybe these people are for real. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, like I was saying earlier, we are the examples of,
you
know, what we're promoting.
And really, like I said, I don't want anyone to I don't want anyone to be scared to stand up for their rights or to stand up for who they are. And I want you guys to know that it, I mean, I even started that, you know, when I wasn't in the revolution, it was kind of like, oh, okay, well, what is this? You know, what is going on here? But really, what pushed me in that direction is seeing, you know, what, how the world really views us, you know what I mean? And knowing who I am as a African descendant and particularly being a female at that. So I saw what they were doing to us, and I was ultimately tired. And I know somebody out there is feeling the same way, and they're tired of seeing it, whether it's directly within your family or it's just watching what they're doing to us. So, you know, just if it's in your heart and in your mind to want to help, reach out, do it. Don't waste another minute of time, because you don't know what you would do for, you don't know what you could do to help someone. You don't know how you can change your city that you're in, you know what I mean? Or linking up with the people in your city to, you know, change the laws and change the way that they treat us and change how they view us. Ultimately, we really can't change how they view us, because ultimately they have to do that portion for themselves. But we're not worried about them. We're worried about strengthening our people from the inside out. You know, we are not going to give up until all of us are at that point to where we can stand up for ourselves and we can establish our own government and we can establish our own source of income, you know what I mean, to completely, you know, change everything for us. So my thing is like I said, stand up for who you are. Stand up for your rights. You know what I mean? And me and Mike are just examples of of where you could be, because I had no idea this is where I would be in the moment of time, but I took my first two, three steps into the revolution, and I never looked back, you know, because I saw where we're going, and I'm going to continue to keep going, and I want y'all to join me. Join me and Michael. You know what I mean? Get linked up with some of us and be a part of this movement. It's either we're going to join together by choice or by force. And I don't want the force option to be in the equation, because I want us to be already ahead of what's going on here.
Yes. Well, like you just said, man, and I'm glad, like I said, people have got their ears tuned in real great here. Thank you all over to Rodney. Rodney loves it. Revolution, Rodney, you asked what the revolution is. Y'all know not to ask me that stuff, because y'all know that gets me real jittery and makes me just want to get shout hallelujah. No, I'm just kidding. Brother Rodney, you know, thinking about when you say revolution, my brother, think about that a minute. Revolution simply means a change of status quo. Get your pencil, brother, and everybody, listen, everybody, get your pencils, because I'm in that teaching mode. You know, I love it. Revolution simply means a status change. So if I want to be a revolutionary, then I'm not satisfied with the way the current way the things are going on in my society, in my house, in the, down the street, in my country. It doesn't make a difference, because that's what a revolution means. So revolutions come by an act of overt force. Simply what that means is that when you see something, let's say, for example, if there's a table that's dirty, what do you do with the rag in your hand? You go and mop it up, don't you? Because you're not satisfied with the table, the way the table looks. That's the best analogy that I can give you. I could have probably used another one. But when you see that, you take that rag. Now, watch this here. And if it's a spill on the table, rather than just wiping crumbs off, once you wring that towel out, what are you wringing? You're wringing out the substance by which it picked up from that table. So we're saying, brother, that the knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, you, ladies and gentlemen, that we're giving you, take it like that sponge, bring it back out into the surface, and let us know we're being teaching, and then go back and sop up the rest of the remainder of that, and in turn gives you that spiritual knowledge of overstanding. You always hear me say overstanding, because we're not under anymore. We're over now. I'm not under that understanding anymore. Listen to me carefully. I don't understand nothing no more. I overstand it now. So whatever you tell me, I'm over it. I'll go deeper than what you think, sir. Yeah, that's right, Johnny. You got that right.
I say.
Like, thank you, brother, but I mean business. So revolutionary then. So we know revolution is to not be satisfied with the way things are, the conditions, the psychological mold, the intellectual mold, the economic mold, whatever the case is, my brother. So it does have to be one particular thing. Matter of fact, you can be at the house right now and don't like the way mama make you clean your room up or whatever. So what does the revolutionary do? It don't just come with the revolution. We're talking about on a larger sense. We're talking on a larger socioeconomic scale. But it can even be in your home as well, brothers and sisters. Y'all listen to me here. So when we talk about revolution, we're talking about we're not satisfied with the status quo. So if you're not satisfied with the status quo, what are you going to do then? You're going to correct it, change it, and put your own spin on it and be satisfied with the results. And if you're real, though, the results are going to be exactly as you had wished them to become. Mayotte, what do you think?
I say, I mean, I'ma still keep going to this point. I'm still fired up. I'm still, I'm still trying to come down off of everything. You know.
Yeah.
I've been in this for almost a year, a little bit longer, and I see the power needs to be in the people's hands.
Oh,
you know,
man, I was gonna be moved.
That is just all that's ringing in my head, you know, in my head, just seeing the progression in the Prentice Pons case, you know, seeing how powerful, you know, us coming together is doing. It's to the point to where, hey, they're watching us. They paying attention.
Sure.
You know what I mean? They know who we are. You know, they know what we're doing, just like Michael. You know what I mean? So those, we are the ones that are trying to stand in front so that y'all would see that, you know, we need you more than anything.
Oh,
you know what
man.
I mean? We need you. We need
you
to stand up next to us. You know what I mean? We need you to be just as brave as we are to stand up, you know, on who we are. And, you know, like I said, the revolution, I was telling another lady that it doesn't just come from one angle. You know, we can't just let's just say at this point right here, everybody get guns, but if we don't have the mindset to match it or the reasons why we carry or the reasons why we go to the courthouses and go to the, you know, inside of the jails and like Mr. Michael is doing, you know, we need that information to go along with protecting ourselves because we need to protect what we're building. You know what I mean? And they're not going to protect that. We have to do it ourselves, you know, and not only that, you got to protect yourself outside the revolution, you know, outside of that. You have to because they look at us as if we are fragile, as if we can't take care of ourselves and we don't have the mindset in order to, you know, live civilized when we know the narrative. We know that it's the complete opposite of what they're saying, that, you know, they're really the ones that don't know how to live with themselves and don't know how to conduct themselves in public. They don't even know themselves, you know, and that's very evident in a lot of cases. So, you know what I mean? I'm just on that encouragement train and pulling our people together. You know what I mean? You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to be squeaky clean in order to stand up for you believe in and for your rights as a taxpayer, as a citizen in the United States, in the America KKK, as people say, and as a friend of mine says, you know, It's not built for us, but what we got to do is maneuver out of this, and we can't do it without you. A couple of us can do a couple things here and there, but by the masses, we will change this climate here in the States by the masses, and we need you guys to stand up, you know, even if it's a small talent of yours, if something contributes, if you're a writer, writing things that encourage the community, you know, being an artist, you know, painting pictures of what, you know, of unity or painting pictures that depict our image in the way it should be. So there's always different we need everything. You know what I mean? At this point.
Yes, yes. Well, see, like you actually, what you just said, Mayotte, again, I like to piggyback on what you're saying. That's why, once again, I go into the prison system, okay? I am trying to build minds and bodies and soul. I'm not going to let them get out here and be totally surprised what they're getting ready to run into, like a brick wall or a Tommy gun, a machine gun, not know what street to walk down or what have you, not what to expect in jobs and education and training and racism and so forth. That's why I go into those prisons, because I know a lot of them have been locked up so long that it would be a total shock to them of how they used to live in now is a parking lot. The street corner where they used to play basketball is a bank now. See, so, again, gentrification is real strong. And by you being gone, again, you're going to run into all kind of stumbling blocks and brick walls and all this stuff, because everything has changed since you've been gone. That's the way society operates. They send you away. They manipulate your mind. They manipulate your conditions. And when you come back out, then they arrest you for what? Not knowing the laws. They know you've been gone all this time. Watch it now. So because of that, that's why we have to rely on ourselves, Mayotte, and everybody that's listening, to educate our brothers and sisters to be that umbrella protection for them, because when they come out, they're going to need that guidance. They're going to need that direction. They're going to need that intellectual stimulation. Because, again, I've got some brothers and sisters in there now that's ready to come out here. Lord have mercy. I mean, they're ready to jump right into the scene of the thing that's going on right here. But that's because I went in there. I went in there, picked them up, set them down, give them pencils, give them paper, and guess what? We're going to school. Because I tell them, I say, hold up now, y'all, let me watch this here. I say, if you got a problem with me bringing your pencils and ink pen and magazines in here, that's where you're going to do something for yourself, y'all tell me, because I'll turn around and won't come back. No, no, brother, we know you. No, man, we know you ain't playing Mike Watch. You in prison, nobody's before you get here. Yeah, well, no, we want this. And the prison system, they are wonderfully, they're wonderfully supportive, because they need help too. That's why they let all the volunteers come in, because they can't deal with them people on just a total level of incarceration. You can't lock people's minds inside and let them forget all about the outside world coming. I'm an outsider coming into a condemned, frightened, and dark world. And so when we go into that, it lightens up an otherwise dim and dark situation to the people inside. We are that bright light when we spread the knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, when we spread freedom, justice, and equality, when we spread love, peace, and happiness. This is what we bring in. But we let them know it's not cake and honey. It's not as you see it. You may look on the TV screen and everybody happy, showing and jubilee and jumping around and even in party and all that. No, no, no. For that moment, everything is cool. But what happens after the storm? That's what I tell people that they have to watch out for. So, again, you're right. We go into the prison system. We teach them. You know, I want to get that light, be that light-giving sun. Okay, symbolically speaking. Okay, Harvey. Harvey want to know that. Harvey always said, man, look, y'all better leave me alone, man. Y'all going to make me hang up. No, I'm just kidding. But light-giving sun, my brother, is simply what this means is a light, okay? When you see, okay, let's say if you sleep at night, you dark, totally, you wake up. Don't nobody want a bright light in their face when they wake up. Your eyes going to squinch up. You're going to be, oh, man, what the, oh, man, turn the light out. All of us go through it. I mean, you can't tell me you don't. But anyhow, so the light-giving sun means that simply what I want to do is turn on that cobweb of sleep, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally, and I want you to free yourself to where when that light does hit you, because after a while, watch this here, when that knowledge and vibes and you absorb it, after a while, you get to adjust into that light, don't you? You're going to adjust to the knowledge with the understanding as well. You see? So now, just like the sun, you want to know why we are incapable of just looking and staring up into the sun? Because of its powerful majesty, its powerful magic, its omnipotent, its omnipotent greatness. That is an offshoot of God, y'all. The light, it shines. The sun radiates. It gives it that glow. And guess what? Watch this here. I tell everybody. Not only does the sun give us that glow, its inception, but when it shines down on you, guess what it does? It zaps your strength, doesn't it? It makes you sweat, doesn't it? And guess what? You are the very substance. Your sweat is what caused it to shine. Don't start nothing with me, man. Don't y'all see the connection? How do you think you sweat then? Don't the sun sop up water in the river, oceans, and seas? Why you think you any different? Watch it now. Don't start with me. I'm trying to tell all of y'all, you are the reason that sun exists up there today. It would cease to exist without you. So come on, man, be that light-giving sun, symbolically. Your thoughts, man.
Oh, I'm sorry, my phone ended up cutting out. What was that last part?
Oh, yeah, I said the last part, be that light-giving sun. Don't ever think that sun is just up there. just to be up there because you appreciate the sun just like the sun appreciates you. It would have nothing else to shine down for if you were not in this world.
I'll
and say. At night, even when the sun. Oh, this is him calling back now. I'll show you. But anyway, y'all, this is what I want y'all to know. If we can sit back, like Mayat was talking, then we're going to move on to a second part here. If we don't see that this revolution is real, you're going to get run over, brothers and sisters. You better learn how to use your gun. You better learn the art of self-defense. You better learn how to barricade. You had to barricade yourself in your homes. You're going to have to know all that. Ache. So,
I'm like, you have to learn essential skills, you know, to take care of yourself and not depend on any type of assistance or get to that very point where you can actually do that. I mean, even if it's simple, like learning how to, you know, learning jiu-jitsu or something like that, and it's a lot of people that teach it, and sometimes you can always teach yourself, you know, outside of that. If you can't bear arms, you know, carry a knife on you or carry something and learn how to maneuver through your own home in a dangerous situation, even if it's not directly in your home at this very moment and it hasn't met your front door, be prepared for it anyway, you know.
That's right. Could happen this time. Definitely. You're right, man. Yeah, it could happen any time. You never know. That's why I'm trying to tell y'all, everybody. The race war is very prevalent, y'all. I hate to say it. I know it's going to frighten a lot of you. But Donald Trump's, the KKK, the eugenics society, things are really in its frightening and scary stage, y'all. Why? It's because people are feel threatened that they're empires are being threatened, okay? And they're going to do any and everything. Watch it now. This is why they're trying to overflow our prison systems today and our jailhouses. Once again, I've told y'all before that the prison industry, the prison industrial complex, is an $80 billion a year. Y'all don't hear me. Listen, y'all. They're spending $80 billion a year for the United States prison system. Look at all that money, man. We can't even count to a billion. I'm talking about $80 billion, though. $80.7 billion industry. And guess what? It is the very auspices of what causes mass incarceration. If you got already a $80 billion industry, prison industrial complex, then are you going to talk about you're going to let people out of prison? Really? No, that's not how that goes. Because why? Watch it now. The prison system is nothing but a business. The government is a business. So you get into business not to lose your merchandise. You get into business to sell your merchandise and sell more and more after that. What do you think about that, Brother Omar? What do you think about that part?
Man, my brother, you got me over here smiling because I'm happy with what you're saying, but it's so powerful. It's the truth, man. It's what I call the railroad machine or assembly line injustice, you know, conveyor belt of injustice, like you said, the product, you know, where people are just basically just put on conveyor belt and sent to prison, you know,
yes.
At my website.
Yes.
You know, like the sister was saying, you know, she's talking about the race war and how we need to be prepared.
It's coming.
And being in prison, I see how the police and the correctional officers and the judges are the prosecutors. The state, the power of the carceral state is aligned with white supremacist groups. And here, a lot of y'all don't see and know because you know, a lot of the violence is done behind walls and it's invisible.
Yes, sir.
You know,
yes,
but the criminal justice itself, like you say, is an industrial complex. It's all about violence. Because it's been piled up for so long, the type of attitude spreads and it reaches beyond the borders of the prison. You know, so you have to be ready. You have to be on point because when you have so many people against you, it's because what you look like, the color of your skin,
yes,
or where
sir.
You come from, or
yes,
sound like, how you pronounce words or don't pronounce words.
Mm-hmm.
Like the sister was saying, they're forcing you to come together as a people. They're forcing you to come together and wake up, because if you don't, you're going to fall prey. So, in closing, I would like to say, you know, I would ask the people again, I know it sounds redundant, but I got to keep
No, man, come on. Come on.
All right. So, I ask the brothers and sisters to please support freeourbrothers.com. Follow us on Instagram at freeourbrothers, because what it's doing is exposing what I call the soft psychological tactics of the race war. Soft approach, because it's not really violent. They ain't coming up with guns and killing you, but that judge in that courtroom with that pen and prosecuted with that file, it's like you walking in with AR-15 and going down your whole community.
That's it.
So, I'm saying,
it's the same.
Put these vests on and fight back.
I see. Well, see, let me tell y'all something. Again, I love piggybacking on y'all, like I said, because I can't walk by myself. I got to ride on y'all back every now and then. But anyhow, I said that to say this. Let's look up some examples here. You have the African-American in the diaspora here in America who don't understand the importance of Pan-Africanism. Number one, boom. Number two, you are the most likely to be subjected to cruel and unusual punishment, slavery, suffering, and death, poverty, lack of education, lack of housing. Watch it now. Look at all these negativities, and don't forget, again, being shot down with your hands up, the last to receive an education, the last to receive housing, the last to receive a job. So I'm trying to tell y'all, man, they're preparing themselves. They have all these mechanisms in place to where we're starting from the bottom coming up. And at the same time, they're in that glass ceiling looking down and seeing the motivations that we're doing. So the only way, y'all, that we can make this thing pan out is that we have to come to unity. No one group can be one against one another, y'all. If we constantly fight one another, you know the powers that be are doing, look, Harry, those idiots, you got the machine gun ready? Yes, I do. But time that they wake back up, that's what we have to get out of. That pig in the blanket. We have to. Mad, what do you think about it? Let me shut up before I get to going too hard.
I mean, you're totally right about that. I mean, we're too busy fighting each other over stupid things that, you know, are not, that are putting us behind. And the funny part about it is, and I look at it like this, they're sitting back in their chair, laughing, looking at us like, look at these. Well, you know what I mean? Look at them. They ain't doing nothing. Let them fight amongst each other. We're making it easier for them to keep us divided and we're making it easy for them to keep us at the state that we're at right now. And that's why I'd be like, you know, let's maturity. Let's actively practice forgiveness. Let's actively practice working together in a professional manner so that we can get things done. The white man, they can both hate each other from one end to the next. But when it's time to come together, watch how they
look. Oh, man, no question.
They will come in a mass. And they're like, I hate you, and I hate you too. But guess what? We still come together, and I'm going to still hate you at the end of this. But we have a common denominator in between us, so we're going to work together for this. So we need to take that and put it in this revolution and put it in every single thing that we're doing, because that is unity. But we know real unity. We made and created what unity is today, and they have just taken it, chopped it, and screwed it like it's nobody's business. And they're still doing that with everything that we have taught them. And unity is what we taught them originally. That's not their idea. So that's my biggest thing. We have to practice looking at each other and saying, you know what, because you're a black man, you're a black woman, you're a black child, you're a black whatever. You know what I mean? That is priority first. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And anybody that doesn't want to get in line, they ultimately are going to get put to the side along with the oppressor.
Oh, man, I hate that.
If you're not on the same agenda and you don't want to see the empowerment of our people and you don't want to see our people free, you ultimately become on the other side with everyone else. And that is my sole opinion about it.
Yeah.
And if you're not professional enough to work with other organizations or with other people in order to get the agenda done, you know, and to get us to the point to where we need to be and where we should be ultimately. But, you know, if you're on the opposite end, you can stay on that end, because we're moving this and we're moving really quick. And like I told everybody else, I'm not backing down, and anybody else that affiliate with me is not backing down either. You know, we're on
no,
mission.
I see.
Mission starts in your home. It starts right where you're at right now. You can come up with plans in order to protect your family, learn how to survive off the bare minimum, learn how to survive off of if this and this happens, I still have a way to provide. I still have a way to feed my family. You know what I mean? And still have a way to protect everything that I'm building. And that's the biggest thing. I look at the revolution. You are protecting what you're building and who you are, because ultimately the better that you get, the harder you're going to have to, you have to think about protecting yourself, because no, these people don't want to see us succeed. They don't want to see us come together.
Oh,
and
look,
show,
400 years, look show, at her. They still don't want it.
Show the real black power. You know, they get shake boots when they see us come together. You know what I mean?
Oh, man. Yes.
But we all have
you know
to
what,
come
yeah.
together on a good
yeah,
a
you know what you just
of,
said? Ashe, let me tell you, y'all listen to this then. Brother Omar, I want to get your opinion. Now, listen to it, y'all. Give me about 2-3 minutes. Y'all got the floor. Watch this here. Today's prisoners are tomorrow's next-door neighbor. I want all y'all to impregnate that into your minds. Today's prisoners are tomorrow's next-door neighbors. So what I'm trying to tell y'all, do you want a neighbor that's coming out as your enemy? Or do you want a neighbor that's coming out on the same page you and seeing the need in revolutionizing himself, preparing and arming themselves for what's about to go down? Now then, if that person is armed, suited, and booted, then they're going to be more likely ready to accept you and reject the enemy. But if you come out at the same time disregarding one another, closing your door when you other walk out on the concrete, that's going to create a very antagonistic situation, and we're going nowhere fast. Like we made the analogy a while ago, if Master sees us fighting and arguing at each other, he's already putting his bazookas in place because he's distracting us. And then when we finally say, okay, y'all, now let's go get Bob, I'm sorry, you done already gave Bob the upper hand because you let him right there in your house and sitting next door at your table, and he looked just like you. So I'm saying to y'all, everybody say he's your brother or sister is not your brother and sister. That's what killed Malcolm X. Y'all notice that? That's what killed Martin Luther King, even James Eric. Come on, man. I'm trying to tell y'all, we have to recognize the agent, and if you're not ready, prepared, suited, and booted, they can come right in your house, and you think they're the most kindest, most lovable person in the world, but that's not how I do. Tomorrow's prisoner is today's next-door neighbor. Brother Omar, talk to me about it. How does that sound, man?
Man, y'all hit so many powerful points, man. Unity is key, like you said, my brother. You know, the people in here, you know, most of us will be released someday.
Huh.
You know, George Jackson said, you know, this place creates new people, the rebels.
Come on,
man. Rebels are the broken. But anybody that leaves here, you don't leave the same, you know? So, my brothers and sisters, you know, basically the same thing that y'all going through, you know, it may differ a little bit. We going through the same thing here. Inflation in here, you know.
Come on, man.
Lack of medical care outside, same thing in here.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, we basically going to be your neighbors one day.
Come on, man.
You know, like,
come on.
Man, brother, we got to come out in the booty because like I tell our brothers here all the time to break it down, you know, just to the pure essence of it. Prison guards are people. And they have their disputes and dislikes amongst themselves like any other group of people, right?
Yes.
But I tell these brothers all the time now, if you put your hands on one of these prison guards up in here, you're going and they're going to the party. If 15 or 20 of them will come to your that's on the ground, the officer on this officer down report.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be issued. Now, some may be coming slower than others because they're out of shape or don't like the person. But the point is, they're going to show up.
Yeah.
They're going to display.
Yeah.
They're going to be suited and booted, and they're going to teach you, so-called, in their mind, with their display of violence, never strike against that person again.
Or
they're going to hit you in court. You know, far as whatever the officer said goes, here's the charges.
Yeah.
So I say that to say that we have to have unity amongst ourselves. And some people say it's not true now. But I want y'all to pull that up. Some people say this is a false account. I believe you know it's true because I see it in the set.
Come on.
The Willie Lynch paper. Pull that up.
Oh, man.
Now, accept that paper. Or you can go, if you don't want to believe that one, pull up the Stockholm Syndrome.
Oh,
it's the
man.
Same thing.
Come on, man.
Stockholm Syndrome, when you're sitting here, you bonding with your oppressor, you got more love for your oppressor than you do your brother.
Oh,
and
man, come on.
Being oppressed with you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the enemy knows one thing. You see it in prison. They know one thing because they outnumber. To turn the brothers and sisters, the same thing to female prisoners who don't have the far as revolutionary spirit, who may not be educated enough to be on that level, they use that against them to turn them against revolutionary brothers and sisters to do the enemy's bidding, you know? So unity is key. It is what's most important. Because the minute they start seeing you come together, like the good sister was saying, defending yourself, they can't run up in your home. Because if 10 of us over here, they gonna flee.
Hundreds
of them flee with 10 of us standing strong. But they're not used to that. They know this. They know it's in our history. They know it's in our record. They know it's everywhere.
Yeah.
But when they start seeing it waking up, like they say, the dead are rising. In their mind, the people who we once walked on and didn't fight back, the people who we once miseducated and don't want to be educated, now they are rising and they claim their rightful place. And that's what puts a lot of fear into my brother.
Wow. May I want you to give me a response to that. I know you had your ears twinkling and listening to that.
You know, for me, you know, it's the fact that I see it slowly but surely coming together. And I see people, you know, I just have general conversations, just random conversations, just to see the climate, you know, change amongst our people. And, you know, I hear so many stories about, you know, wrongful incarceration and, you know, murders that I hear about just in the city with, you know, in Oklahoma, about things that they still question. And I feel like they target our people because they don't have the knowledge to defend themselves. That's the biggest thing. You have, if you're going to stand up for something, you got to know why. You got to know what's happening, for one. And you got to know how to defend yourself, whether it goes to court, whether it just stays right there in your home, anything, any type of situation, you got to know both ends of it. And our people slowly but surely are starting to look into things. You know, it's not just a free, it's not the fact that we don't have the information and it's not free and available to us. Some of us don't know how to research and don't know how to educate ourselves on our own. But slowly but surely that is changing because people are starting to question why this and this is happening, the exposure of these cases and these situations that happen to our brothers and sisters are being are exposed to them to, you know, look and ask questions like, why was he charged with this? Why did this happen? You know, why didn't it end here? Why did they target an individual for this? How are they affiliated? You know, it's a lot of questions that are now running through people's heads about what's going on. But education is where they try to hit us first. They try to keep us.
Come on.
They try to keep us on a low IQ level because they know once we have reached our full potential as Black people here and knowing our rights and understanding what we can and what we can't do, they can't stop it. We ain't gonna sit here and keep taking it from you. You know,
Definitely.
So, and I encourage that same spirit within everybody else. Don't take what they're just giving to you, because they'll give you anything just to keep you from talking and to keep you from expressing your true emotions, your true feelings about how they are treating us, how they are railroading us in the courts, how they are raping and abusing our women, our children, and even some of our men are being abused also.
Come on, man.
So they don't want that. They don't want the evil to be exposed, and they are doing 98% of the evil. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I ain't gonna say 99, but 98% of the evil out here
and they don't want that to be exposed because they've painted the picture that, hey, we are the saviors. We are the ones that take in everybody. We are the ones that create opportunities.
Man.
So
let me say this, Brother Momar, before you go. Next Thursday, I want to do a show on, actually it was supposed to have been this half of the day, but we got so locked into this very profound statement here. But next week, next Thursday, I want to do, brothers, let's show love rather than hate. Let's show love rather than hate. So I want you on this show because we're going to start talking about our very most powerful brothers and sisters now, and those are our gangbangers. We need to talk to them, brother, man, because, boy, if we got that mind channel in the right direction, woo, you talking about revolution, man.
Oh, yes, sir.
Woo!
Yes, sir. Salute.
Yeah, salute. Okay, my brother. Have a good night now. All right. Thank you. That's Brother Omar with FreeOurBrothers.com. If y'all want to go out and recognize with the brother and give him support, we are supporting him, and we hope that you will support him as well because he is a real revolutionary, and he's proven it through in and throughout. And you know Michael Washington, Baba Wetaffa, he's not going to say something about somebody if he doesn't really feel that that person is made up the mustard that's necessary to put on the hot dog. I mean, I'm just going to tell y'all that. If it's not, y'all, again, y'all want the show or the host where it's the most, or my co-host, you're going to get it like it is, not like it was. You know, so we're going to let you know how, we're going to get you like we know what's going on. You know what I mean? So, again, y'all, we thank the Brother Omar. He's down in Denver, Colorado. He's serving an illegal sentence as well as Brother Pons here in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. We're letting everybody know, again, this is your host with the most, Baba Wetaffa, and his host is Sister Mayette Yuboah. We are here, y'all, for y'all's time, man. We are not getting anything from this other than a spiritual awakening and cleansing from your participation and knowledge. And, again, next week, we're going to, actually this coming Thursday, we're going to do a show called Brothers, Let Your Love Show, Not Hate. Again, we're saying this here because we are unnecessarily killing one another, and we're also watering down the strength in arms that we would have in our revolution by killing one another over colors. I'm saying, like, yeah, man, if you will watch and listen carefully, everybody, y'all, that's right, y'all know I'm going to come at you. You know, I don't care if you like it or not because I'm coming. If you're going to be your Crip and Blood, I'm not telling you not to be that, but be your Crip doctor, blood lawyer, guru, mathematician, and engineer, man. Build your own communities up. That's what cripping means. That's what blood means or whatever the case is, man. Come on, man. Let's look at it right here, man, because look here, boy. We keep sleeping on these people. Man, they're going to have fun with us. They're going to have what's called target practice. And we need to get down to business. Now, everybody, let me tell you this here. Give me a minute and y'all can have the floor. Let me tell you a little bit about unity. We hear it all the time. Man, we need to come to unity. But if you don't know the acronym for unity, you're wasting your time. So y'all know me. I told you every time before we get off there, I'm going to give everybody an assignment. So get your pencils ready. Oh, Jody said, yeah, come on. She waiting on it. She live in Oklahoma City, too. Jody, how you doing? Yeah. But anyhow, I'm not going to hold the floor long. I don't want to get to see y'all because I'm leaving and let everybody else have a few more questions and answers themselves. Again, we're going to let our other hosts say a few words. Thank y'all for your patience. So unity. I want everybody to get your pencil. Unity. The U in unity. Listen carefully, y'all. Our love, our respect, our renown, recognition of our brothers and sisters with the word U means that our love is universal. Okay? People thought, man, they don't know the first damn thing about unity when they hear, oh, man, it sounds good, unity, we come together. Man, there's more shit than that. Come on, y'all. Damn. Come on now. Told you the white men put that together, the white supremacists, they know what real unity means. Their love and hatred and racism is universal. Doggone it, damn it, can't y'all see what the word means? Come on now, shit. So the U in unity means universal. We got to be universal like they are. Damn it. Then, when you talk about the N in the word, that you know to be universal means that you recognize your nature. Because God is universal, isn't he? Didn't he create us and man became a living soul? So he's universal. Aren't we all over the world? Come on, man. So when you know that your knowledge and wisdom and understanding is universal, you're understanding your nature. When you understand what your nature is, no one can tell you about how you operate, how you function, and how you malfunction or whatever, because you have the keys to your recognition. Now watch this here. But in order to have the keys and recognition to who you are, that I has to stand for an intelligence then, doesn't it? How can you be understanding intelligence if you don't know that you're universal and that your nature is what motivates you? You have to have an understanding, don't you, with your intelligence. Come on, man. Come on, y'all. I'm trying to tell y'all, let's break this place open for these people. Universal nature, to understand your intelligence. And this T stands for truth. Y'all don't hear me. That word, they're not just put together by them Caucasians, the powers that be. Damn it, they know what unity means. They tell you you and I are something else, but to them it means totally something else. Come on, man. Y'all look at that. So again, unity, when you talk about universal in your nature, your intelligence, which is nothing but the truth, and then you know that the E stands for something that's eternal. It never dies out. Because when you and I die off, guess what? Others are being born. Come on, man. Let's teach the people the way it's supposed to be. Teach the people what they got coming. Come on. Y'all don't start with me tonight. Y'all know I'm going to give it to you. Come on now. I know you never heard it that way. I know you hadn't. Because I'll eat the table for you. Because you know why I hadn't? You hadn't heard it that way? It's not even in the world out there like that. Why? Because it's from excerpts from a book that I'm writing. I'm trying to tell y'all something. That's right. You never heard it like that. Because it's a book I'm writing. It's not out there yet, and I'm giving it just a little bit each time that I go on. Y'all know y'all inspire me. Come on. Now, you never heard about no universe, though. Never when you come talking about unity. Come on, now. I'm telling you, but I'm giving it out to people who I feel need to be given it to and be inspired. So when you watch it now, so when a person comes to you and talk about unity, you can give them a different and deeper, broader perspective of what the word means. Shock the people because they're not used to hearing it, are they? Like that? Now, come on, what you mean you're not teaching me something if you're telling me something I ain't never heard before? Come on, man. Get off of that kick. Come on now. I'm trying to tell you that's what unity means. It's eternal. Universal. Your nature is the truth that you're intelligent. Maya, your thoughts?
I say, you know, that is so true. You know, we have to look at it deeper than just the surface level. You know what I mean?
Come on,
we
got
to understand, for one, that we created unity. You know, they know that. They know we had gave them the foundation to create the civilization that we live in now. We gave them the blueprint of what we see right now, and it's the way that we intended it to be. And they have turned it into whatever this circus is that they've created. But we've got to get back to our version of unity is our original blueprint of every single thing, not just unity, but every single thing.
We've
got to go back to the basics, to the root. We cannot keep living in their version of everything. We had our original version, and that is what worked for us, and that will ultimately what is going to work universal with us. And that's one big reason why I'm Pan-African, is because the vision of what we as people have created is our culture, you know, our culture and what we've created back all the way before slavery, you know, times. Mm-hmm. Those same principles and those same things that we support now, you know, ultimately can be transferred over to how we're living now. We can't just read it. We can't just, you know, go back in time and look at how they did it. We have to start applying these principles to our lives in order to gain our independence from the America KKK. As we say, and others say, we've got to separate from them because they have shown us too many times that they don't have the real definition of unity, and they won't practice it.
Because
they can't. Not because they can't, but because they don't want to.
That's right. That's right. Their meaning is hidden and it's sinister. When you look at the first three words of sinister, is what S-I-N. They mean they're sinners. Come on, y'all. I told you got to break down these people's words. Quit playing with a man. They are master storytellers. Come on, y'all. Listen, every time that they say a word at you, stop and think about it now. If you spoke it, master, hold it. Let me see what the hidden meaning of this is. Come on, man. Wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed. That's what Teddy Pendergrass say. No more backwards thinking. It's time for thinking ahead, man. Those messages in on music wasn't by accident. Them brothers were real sharp and sisters back then. Telling y'all, man, we got to get back to the basics. Yeah, each one teach one. That's what Dr. Elijah Muhammad said. I don't discriminate against none of my educators because I learn from them all. You're not going to get mad. I don't care if you get mad because you're mad at somebody else and somebody did this here. I'm supposed to be mad because you are? Hell no, that's not how that works. I'm not a damn follower. I'm a leader. Now that you got some truths and substance behind you, yes, I'll follow you then. Watch it now, Michael. Don't be too clear. If you got a legitimate beef and I see that person try to hold you back, you already got my 2 cents worth because, first of all, we're trying to move forward and not move backwards. And if people can't understand that, oh, well. Don't listen to our show no more, because like I said, we're going to give it to you. If my shoes not tied on right, don't tell me they are, because I'm going to be mad in hell at you, because I wouldn't do you that way.
I'm
just telling you, I have to be able to accept criticism. Yeah, if my shoes not tied, don't tell me they are, because again, if they're tied wrong and I stumble on them, I'm going to be mad at you, because I have faith in you. You gave me no reason to doubt you. But when you're not truthful, then it's over with. Come on, y'all. We got to live in peace, harmony, and unity. We can do it on earth. We can have a paradise on earth. Don't let Master tell you that you can't. The hell would give me my damn paradise if I'm dead and going. Too late, damn it, then, sir. Watch it, man. Give me mine now like you got yours now. Come on, man. Come on, man. I don't want to go damn cake after I'm dead and gone. I can't eat that shit when I'm gone. I won't eat it now. Have my party like you had, yet you got yours. Straight up. Bottom line. And until they see that we mean business, there's no real sense of pride. There's no real sense in unity. There's no real sense in determination. Self-preservation, y'all, is the first law of nature. Let me say that again. Self-preservation, self-preservation is the first law of nature. So that means I have to be self-determining. That means I have to have self-autonomy to govern myself before I can recognize that self-preservation is the first law of nature. Massa knew this. That's why he came over us and helped us, gave us a handout, and has been totally dependent upon their universal social, economic, and governmental system. Food stamps, whatever the case. Hold on, him. Talk to me, Miyan. We got 3 minutes.
We've got to start putting back into our community, whether it's buying from our own, whether it be just going out to support, you know what I mean, whatever they're doing in a respectful way, you know what I mean, and let our people know that we have their back, you know what I mean. If I go to someone else's event, I'm going to pay respects and, like, you know, keep going, keep doing it. I'm going to keep encouraging, you know, everyone to pursue their, you know, dreams and to pursue their vision of independence. Know, to support, you know, whatever you're doing, whether it be an artist, whether it be a counselor, whether it be a basketball, but anything, we need to pour back into our communities. We need to pour back into the people so that we can just keep refilling each other, because no one's coming by with a bucket of water to refill our people. They're taking from us, not
That's
empowering
right.
us.
Yeah,
us.
They're taking
they're
your
not,
water, like you said. That's right.
Yeah, they're not trying to keep us uplifted and keep us encouraged and keep us going in the right direction, because they know that as soon as we do that, as soon as we put our dollars, put our time, spend our energy on us and empowering our people, it is ultimately going to scare the poop out of their pants. I'm not playing with y'all. I'm trying to keep it G-rated because I know it's children listening. But y'all know what I want to say.
Definitely. Let me interrupt you briefly, man. Yeah, because we're getting ready to get out there. We like to try to give the audience a little bit of information before we go. Again, y'all, we're right here in Oklahoma City, and we are on People Power Radio, where your host with the most, and my co-host is Mayad, your boy right here in Oklahoma City. We are here for you people. We want to again thank y'all very much. If you have some ideas that you want for the show, y'all already know to ring my chime at area code 405-246-9089. That's area code 405 246-9089. I also have a fax machine, and you can also fax it to me. I'll give you the number, right? I don't have it tonight with me because I just got it. But, again, we want to give y'all an array of different areas in which you can try and contact us. So, again, y'all, one love, one respect, one mind, one body, and one soul. Again, I am you, you are me. Let's do this thing together. So we're getting ready to got 19 seconds. Be blessed, everybody. Again, we're going into our back room for about 15 minutes. So, again, y'all, please keep up with us. Keep up with your family. Tell your loved ones that you love tonight because tomorrow may not be promised. Y'all be blessed, and y'all have a glorious weekend. And God bless you in all your devils. Be blessed now. We're going out there. Everybody, have a great night. I'll show you.
Hello?
Hello? Yes, I see. Yeah. All right, man. Man,
oh,
you did wonderful. As always, you know, I told you people are listening to you, man. That's why I say we have to stay ready to keep them getting ready.
Yeah.
Because people are now starting to germinate toward us. They're starting to gravitate to a realness, a machine. You know, when we use machines, we use machines for various reasons, to create manufactured cars, to put medicine in bottles. You know, to, you know, man our computers. So you are a lean, mean machine, as well as I am, and people need to rely on us to get their products manufactured and out into the public like it needs to be done. So
I'm
we
saying.
Are working. We are working nonstop. People are being motivated. People are coming in focus. And you already heard, like I said, like the brother said, he brought you up, oh, that's the sister talking about the Fred Hampton Gun Club, is that? So, man, yeah, I keep trying to tell you the mindset is there. When truth hits people, it doesn't just evaporate, especially you can tell by those who are listening to you because they can repeat what you said.
I say.
So that's telling me that people are listening to me when they repeat what I say.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the people you want to be around because it's not going in one ear and quickly out the other.
Yeah, because I'm like, you know, I've noticed people are, you know, not kind of, but stepping up and popping up places. I'm like,
yeah.
Where y'all?
Yeah, where y'all been? Who are you? Y'all aliens? Yeah. What's going on here?
I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. You know, when we were out there, it was a couple other gun clubs that popped
all right.
up. We the only one in the room?
The only one what?
I said, are we the only ones in this room?
Yeah, everybody's gone now because, like I said, we're out there now.
Oh, yeah. I was like, where have y'all been at?
Since
the beginning
yeah,
of the
yeah.
So I have not seen none of y'all breathe in this direction. I didn't been hurt
down
here for a long time. I was just like, oh, my goodness.
Yes,
I was like,
yes.
I got people sizing me up. I'm just like, I didn't get
definitely sizing. They're going to size you up all right, boy, because when you talk about something, they say, damn, oh, she beat us here. Who's that? That's me. I heard about it. What's going on? Jealousy with twinkle.
Yeah, like,
yes.
To meet me in person, I said, nah, y'all need to meet me on the field.
Yeah,
what are
we
talking about?
That's right.
Like,
that's right.
All this training, we doing all of this undercover
Thank you.
Why are you doing
this
behind closed doors? Because it's not doing for us as people.
Yes.
You know, to
sit
back and just chill and relax. It's nice that we have guns. It's nice that we know how to use them. But it's much better if we can actually do something for the community. Because they can go buy a gun just like we can.
I should.
But what can we do to make a difference outside of buying our guns? You know what I mean?
Amen. Yes, sir. I should.
You know, the original Panthers and the original ones paved the way understood that not only do you need to carry a weapon, you need to make sure your weapon, the one weapon that you have in your head, with your all that needs to ready too. We can't just be, you know, halfway out here. So that's why I'd be like, I'm already here in the head, but as far as my weapon training stuff, I gotta get some training. I gotta get out there. I gotta make that, you know, as tight as I make my mind. You know what I mean? So that's why I'm just like, you know, if people ultimately do not want to come with the right agenda, they're gonna get called out.
Oh, man. Yeah, they have to, man. We have to. I mean, if we lose friends or whatever, sister, you're not my friend in the first place if you get upset at me for moving on to something else. We have to let them know. You see how I do it, man. That's why I don't have a real large fan base with me, though I do have it. I mean, a lot of people who are so-called revolutionaries and people have gotten away from me because, see, Michael doesn't play. I'm going to meet Michael 24 hours a day. I'm not going to amend it or modify it to qualify for someone. I'm not going to do that, man. They should appreciate me more so. You only run those who are faking away from you. Just like even with you, people starting to get away from you, getting mad because you found your independence. My friend's going to want me to go out and find my independence and follow and accept me rather than being a puppet for them. See, that's what I'm trying to tell you. My friend's going to want me to go out and find me, to be humble, successful, relaxed, motivated. Only an enemy would not want that. So you're trying to tell me, sir or ma'am, who you already were. Hello, got a problem with me doing that. You wasn't my friend in the first place. You thought you can get something, gain something from me. And when I awakened, that's where the problem began. Oh, well, hasta la vista, baby. We'll talk to you later on. You know, it just had to be that way, man.
I see. You know, I cut some people off, and I'm okay with that. You know what I mean?
You got to.
But, you know, you were talking about, you touched on that. An agent thing. I was like, oh, yeah, I know who they are. I know. They got a little number. I know. I know. I just, like, hey, you can't help when you hear stuff roll off of people's tongue and you're like, oh, you didn't think I caught that.
Come on now. If you ain't sharp enough, know that you can't blame them because God has given you all the wisdom, the knowledge, the tools, the intellect, the twinkling of the ear, all of that, when you hear something that's not right with your soul, come on, man, yap. The God in you tells you. Oh, go on, if you don't recognize, don't blame nobody but you. Come on now. Come on, man. I'm trying to tell y'all. I mean, I sleep it, breathe it, eat it, drink it, walk it, talk it, because I ask God to give me that wisdom and knowledge. And I'm humble with it. That's why I say it. But I know I'm going to be that roaring lion too now if it comes down to it. They already know that. They don't want to see that side because I don't stop. You know what I mean? So it's the people. them people downtown say, well, ooh, man, whoa, we heard him way downstairs. He on the 10th floor. Who made him mad up here?
Look, they know not to mess with me because I tell them straight up, you know, I'm sweet, I'm nice, I just want to be kind. That's tough to live in that energy. But my thing is keep on, if you say one more damn thing, I'm finna give it to you. I'm finna go there. I'm like, because you're not finna be acting like I don't know. Sometimes I just sit back and see what people say. They actually quiet because I'm trying to see what you say. Yeah. I'm trying to see you. I have to read you. That is my number one thing. I have to read your energy because, for one, you going to get put down if you try me. I'm telling you.
Yes.
I don't care if it's with my words or whatever. It's however you come at me. You know what I mean? We're not going to do that. We're not going to do that. But I can a booger. Do you want that? Go for me. You going to call that out. You going to try to figure out what happened. This such a sweet girl. Yeah. It's okay. You'll learn.
Y'all opened the door. I wasn't trying to open the door, but y'all opened it, so I'm going to have to finish it now. I'm going to have to close it back.
Yep. You're like, don't snap on nobody. I'm trying not to. My general called me and be like, hey, you good? Everything good? No, I'm good. I'm just making sure. I said, I'm just letting you know. I'm good. Because guess what?
Yeah.
I said,
definitely.
I can handle it. Believe I can handle it. If it comes to the front door, I'm like, oh, I've been waiting on you. How are you?
Yeah. But, you know, are you is really who we need to focus on, man, because they are leaders for tomorrow. I mean, they are just simply, no question about it, because through our youth, it's how we extend our lives. You and I were young at one point. You and I were 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 18, 19, 20. You see what I'm getting at? So now we've taken over. The torchlight has been passed over to us, meaning I'm somewhat years older than you, but again, the torchlight is still being passed down because of the knowledge and wisdom that I'm feeding you as well. You see what I'm getting at? Instead of waiting until somebody gets 40, 50, well, you know, I was telling you earlier, don't wait till I'm 40, 50 years old to give it to me, man. That's been our problem, man, because when you get 40, 50 years old, you're really stubborn. Hey, man, you wasn't there for me when I was 18, 19, 20. You can't tell me nothing now. I'm grown now. Damn sure I ain't finna listen to you now, but not when I've been moisturized And I've been fed, oh, no, man, you get out of my face. So, again, we have to do like we're doing, like you, when you go out in the community, hey, young kids, watch yourself, cross the street, watch your door. Those things, that is teaching from the cradle to the grave. That's what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said. From the cradle to the grave, that's what that means, man. No child is too young to hear that wisdom and knowledge and understanding that you've given them. The heck you talking about? You know they absorb more knowledge in 4 or 5 years old than you and I do, and they're innocent. That's why they're not going to be controlled or controlled by the auspices of outside influences and interferences, because you're teaching them while they're young to prepare for what they're going outside their door. Once you step outside the door, son and daughter, get ready for this. It's going to be waiting for you on the other side of your house. The only way they get lost in the sauce is when you don't prepare for it. That's where the difference comes in. Yeah. Love your family as yourself. Love your friend as yourself. Love you as yourself. Self-preservation is the first law of nature. Now, let me tell you something else, too. Don't you know that we all have the potential, watching now, in our own spiritual realm, we can be God, we can be self, or we can be a damn devil if you make me one. You understand me? You have to understand. You have to understand that triple measure of defeat or practice that you have, man. You're not gonna always be the darling angel, just like what you just said a while ago. Hey, don't push me now. I can be a that damn devil now if you want me to. In other words, I can be like you. You have to know and act like the devil. In other words, to defeat him, you can't act like some damn archangel. And talking about in the realm of the devil's world, talking about I'm gonna defeat you. Hell, that's not his forte. He's gonna chop you up. So you got to act his nature, but you're going to be more profound with him because you also have that good side of you who can control the inadequacies of your lower nature. See? So that's why we are above the rest. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, as they say. But when you go back and listen to the word of God, man, you're listening to your soul. Whenever you think a good thought, that's why God gave you that mindset of your own to make the decision. You're the one can either accept or reject about faith or not. You are the final decision. Yeah. See?
Ashe. And that's
Ashe. Ashe. That's right. Oh, we got about 4 minutes to get ready to cut us off.
Okay. Yeah, I'm about ready to go take some me time.
I'll tell you what, yeah, go at that. You just said it. It's your turn now. You were there for everybody else all day. It's yours now. I say, so I'll talk to you a little bit and, inshallah, when you get to where you're going and say a good night, a word of good night to you to make sure that you're safe, made it safe. I like talking to you as well. That way we can talk to you while you're driving all the way there so you won't feel alone by yourself or whatever. You know what I mean? That's important, somebody.
I was about halfway there to the house when I was like, it's 8:01. It's 8:01. I
can't
nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, I know it's in your heart. You know what I mean? It's there, and that's why I say it's important. And, you have a good night tonight, and inshallah, we'll talk some more tomorrow. Again, I'm going to get on Facebook for a little bit and, say a few words to the right to the people, and then I'm going and I'm lay on back down and just let this old night just absorb the power that we shared. So again, thank you for all that you're doing, and if I can help you with anything, please don't hesitate to let me know, because it's all about unity in our community. We talked about unity again, universal nature, and our intelligence is the truth. It is eternal. So remember that, y'all, everybody that's listening to me. All right, then. You be blessed, and may I, and we'll talk to you a little later on.
Ashe.
All right now. Okay now. Be blessed.
How are you, T-Mar?